Welcome to Think About It, a podcast from Houston Baptist University here in Houston, Texas. At HBU, we empower our students so their beliefs can fuel their lives. From our competitive nursing programs to our world-renowned theologians, we prepare our students to thrive at the university level and beyond. And now we join our host, Dr. Jerry Johnston, with today's guest.
Lisa Morris Simon is the daughter of HBU founding father, Dr. Stuart Morris Sr. She graduated with a BA from HBU in 1976 and with degrees in math, art, and education. Lisa is the chairman of the Morris Strategic Investments and president of the Joella and Stuart Morris Foundation. She has served as a member of the HBU Board of Trustees, as well as on numerous boards and organizations in Houston and beyond. And her broad and consistent support for HBU, including chairing the school's 50th anniversary gala in 2010 with her husband Jerry, means so much to this university. Thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you for inviting
me. I mean, you obviously have taken such a great leadership role. I love to see a female in leadership making a difference. And obviously you come from a strong leader, Dad.
In my family, you work till you die at your desk.
So what drives you? Tell me.
I really try to live by much is given, much is expected. That's not an exact quote from the Bible, but it's the concept. And I am married to someone that believes the same way. And we really enjoy helping other people and making a difference. And I would say that's, at this stage in life, that's what drives me, or seeing in our business, to seeing the ones following me that are always so much, as my dad says, I'm younger, smarter, and better looking, and they're all that, and they come up with concepts and visions that there's just no way I could do that. And I just kind of run behind and see what needs to be done that maybe wasn't thought of.
And how did Jerry Simon and you come together as husband and wife?
Well, my version, we met actually both working out at 5:30 in the morning at a health club.
Cool.
And I had been married, and I had divorced and had two teenage children. And so I was racing home every morning to get back to them. And he was always trying to talk to me. Of course, I never would talk to him. And then I had an employee of mine at the bank that I was working for, and that said, thought I should meet him. And I had no idea it was the same person. And she calls him, and anyway, he asked enough questions. He finally figured out she was trying to set him up with me, and he said, yeah. And so we went to lunch, and a year and a half later, we were married.
Oh, that's great. And he's a pilot.
He's a Renaissance man. He's a private pilot. He actually does have a commercial rating, and he uses that for good. He loves to do the angel flights, helping cancer patients either get here or take them home. They can't fly commercially because of their stage of treatment. He plays the piano incredibly by ear. And then he's also successful in his investment career, investments with Northern Trust. So he understands the math side too.
The Lord blessed you and brought two very special people together.
Thank you.
I mean, Lisa, you obviously, I was saying to you a moment ago that yesterday at the HBU board lunch, and I sat near your dad, and he is, you know, just as we all know, just amazing, soon to be 100. I just can't even imagine what it must be like to have watched him and learned from him. What are the takeaways? I know there's so many.
Well, he always gives God the credit for his success. He'll say that God will close one door and open another one and shove him through it. And I always remember to give God the credit. And the truth is, recent things happened to me in a real estate deal that it looked so hopeless. Mm-hmm. And then in one matter of a couple of days, things just started happening with people beyond, it had nothing to do with me. It just, how does this happen? And it's, and the only answer is God. It's, mm-hmm. it's His will. So that's certainly a huge takeaway. He's very committed to reading his Bible every day. If you visit him in his home on his breakfast table, he's got our church's reading through the Bible this year. He's got that one going, and he's got his other one that he's had for decades that he's reading that one. So he definitely goes to sleep quoting scripture as well. Mm. So he really lives by what he says. So I think that's another big takeaway. You really have to walk the walk you're trying to teach people. Don't just say this is what you should do. I mean, don't be a hypocrite. Do it. He's also always tried to make things happen that are good for both sides or all sides considered. It's not just this is just good for me or this is good for them, but what's good for everybody and get everybody working together mm-hmm. for the same goal. And so that's how he can resolve conflict in managing people. Just sort of put the problem out there on the table like it's not personal. How can we fix this mm-hmm. and make it work for everybody?
Mm-hmm.
So that's another thing I really look at in my world.
Mm-hmm.
What's good for everybody? This can't be good just for me. It's got to be good for everybody involved.
Mm-hmm. He was the catalyst to build Stewart Title Company, and I know it was founded already, but he certainly took it across the country. What was that like? I mean,
across the world. Yes. No. Well, I'm a little younger than my brother and sister, and when you hear them talk about about their childhood and then mine, I'm thinking, if we grew up in the same, I mean, it was so different. I didn't have quite the discipline they were given. As evidence, when you talk to them, you'll see we're just night and day different. But he took over the company as president in the 50s when three of the leaders of the company died in the same year from heart attacks. And so that was around the time I was born. And he saw that the company was only in Texas. It had been founded in 1893 in Galveston by his uncle. And he just saw the threat, or the risk, I should say, that if the title insurance ever became threatened in the state of Texas, the company just wouldn't make it. And then all those people with all those jobs. So he saw the need to expand. So he apparently bought an airplane and then learned how to fly it because he mm-hmm. couldn't get to all the places back then commercially. And I think my mother told me he went through three Bonanzas. That's a type of airplane. He just flew the wings off of them. I mean, you can't really fly the wings off of an airplane. But anyway, he really traveled a lot. So what I remember as a child is our vacations were business trips, and he just load us up in that airplane, and we would go with him on these business trips. And they were always very adventurous, especially if we ever went to Mexico. I mean, we'd go places where he'd have to fly and scare the animals off the runway before we'd land. So I loved the adventure side of him. He's the risk-taking side of him is really fun. And so he also is a big believer in animals. We grew up with horses. The usual dogs, cats, whatever you brought home, but he thought that horses being bigger, so much bigger than a human, that if you learned to work with that horse and manage that horse, it was like learning how to manage life. Because a horse has a little bitty brain, huge body, and if you don't take charge, it can hurt you.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what he told me. So, and also God's lifespan for animals is so much shorter than a human's. So it allowed you to see the whole life cycle in a short time and learn from that. So
you both, and we're talking to Lisa Simon, who is the daughter of HBU founding father, Dr. Stuart Morris Sr. You both have a love for HBU, and there are many universities in the world, but there is one university that's near and dear to your heart, to the heart of your dad, Houston Baptist University. Why?
Well, you already know the story of him starting this. There was just nothing out here and back in the 50s, and there was a real need for a small private university and with a Christian basis that would be an opportunity for his own children and other people's, besides Rice University and University of Houston. And so another thing I grew up with was coming out here all the time. And
were you just a little tyke when you first came on the grounds?
Well, let me think. It was founded in 1950. I think we're about to come on 60 years,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, 60 years, right.
So, I was born in 53, so...
Yeah, so you were just a little girl.
Yeah. So.
And this was pasture land.
I don't really remember that as much, but I mean, I certainly remember for so many of these buildings were built.
But go back to where you say, excuse me.
Well, no, so I think it was just always such a focus of his, as his kind of his outside interest from the title company. And one thing about him, if you get him on board with you, he is not going to ever give up. He never believes in giving up unless he really feels like God's putting a lot of roadblocks in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
And you're really, it's just not God's will. But he never gives up. As you know, he's still hanging in here to what comes up with new ideas, as amazing as that is. So when it came time for me to look at colleges, I wanted to, of course, go away.
Mm-hmm.
And I did. I went to a school in Washington, D.C.
Mm-hmm.
And after about 1 year there, I thought, man alive, I want to get back to Texas. But actually, I stayed 2 years and then came to University of Texas for 1 year. And it's so huge. Mm-hmm. I mean, when the history class had 700 or 800 people in it, and if you didn't get there 30 minutes early, I mean, you could hardly see the professor down there. And then I was majoring in math, and I'd go and talk to the math teacher. Just wasn't grasping some of these very high-level concepts that as you're majoring in math, they make you prove why 2 plus 2 equals 4. And I thought, well, who cares? I mean, you know, it's like one of the rules. But anyway, they would just repeat the same thing they said in class. And so I expressed that to my dad. And he said, well, why don't you go look at HBU to finish your degree? Just please finish your degree. And I came here. It was so different because the small classes, which are much better for me,
mm-hmm.
I get lost in a crowd. And the soul, it is the soul of this school, then the teachers, the professors that work here really want to communicate and do the best for their students. It just, that personalization, that soul, it really helped me figure out what I wanted to
mm-hmm.
do, that you don't get at a very large university.
You know, I'm interested, you know, here we are on the eve of your dad's 100th birthday, and did you ever think your dad would live that long?
Yes, because his sister lived 106, so he's trying to outlive her. He's a little competitive. No,
you know, one of the notable things to me as I observe him is he's so emotionally touched by HBU still.
Mm-hmm.
And I've seen many times where, I mean, tears come to his eyes. And that speaks volumes to me. You know, I've been around a lot of leaders in my life, but you fill his heart.
Mm-hmm.
Has he always been like that?
I'd say in the last, 10, 20, time just goes on by, but he's definitely shows his emotion a lot more when he's really touched by things. And he's on such a different playing field than the rest of us with all that wisdom and all that knowledge and how he kind of sees things in a big picture way. And I think it draws on him emotionally things that he's either prayed about or he's just wants to see successful. I mean, whether it's a child doing great that wasn't, or a school, or someone that works for him back when he was more involved in running the business. He just loves to see people find their passion and find what they were God created them for, and the school is seems to be more and more grooving into with Dr. Sloan's leadership. It's just been outstanding, the growth. So his dream is just for it to succeed, everything to succeed, or everybody to succeed.
It is remarkable under Dr. Sloan's leadership how Houston Baptist University has moved forward. And, even now, the dynamic things happening are just amazing that are in the works.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, soon, at some point, we will have a groundbreaking of a very special Law and Liberty.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us about that building, why that building? I mean, it obviously speaks about law and liberty.
It refers really to the Founding Fathers, mm-hmm. and their philosophy, I think, on the founding of our country. And my father certainly believes in the foundational principles that our country was formed on. I mean, he's fought for them in World War II. Business just can't succeed without those kind of principles. And it's really the opposite a lot of what we hear today with politicians that think the rich should give to the poor, or it's people just aren't taking responsibility for themselves. Free enterprise, which is what our country has grown by. It's really to help teach those foundational principles that are being extracted from textbooks and the lives of these children growing up. And my brother's very passionate about this as well. So at his children's high school, he was involved with free enterprise mm-hmm. type courses to be taught, because he could see how it's just so basic for business in our country.
The whole issue of free enterprise and capitalism and America achieving a dream, I mean, it's almost frightening to me when I listen to some of these politicians and their rendition of how America should be. And it brings us back to that fundamental question or statement of how important is the Christian university today? Because we see morals and we see a culture that's just degenerating. And what's your observation as you see the tremendous needs and realize what Houston Baptist University, because I've listened to student after student right here at this table tell me how this university brought them to faith in Christ or brought them to spiritual maturity, who are pursuing a variety of different academic fields. How important is it to you, the mission of HBU at this particular time in history?
I think it's absolutely necessary to continue with our mission for a Christian education, because first of all, just to recognize that there is a higher power, or there's a there is a God out there that has designed this world, designed each of us, and given us a special purpose. And I think that when people don't live by any kind of rules that have been set, such as the Ten Commandments, mm-hmm. or God's, as the Bible will guide us through study, and they just sort of make it up as they go along, that's very, very harmful. I mean, it's dangerous, actually. And it's just, it won't work if we don't work together and have these basic moral principles that call us to work together and to live by truth. It's very important that we not be in this school to be questioning what our mission is. And it's going to get harder and harder.
Yeah.
Because as these ideas that are the opposite of ours come into power in our national government, that can force some change. And I think we have to all be on our knees praying for the right answer and make sure we keep our hearts clean,
mm-hmm.
and how to deal with these situations. I'm not sure how to respond to people that are thinking that I don't deserve what I have. And that's just like I haven't worked hard to the material things I have. But if they knew how much I give away, I mean, I doubt. But it's not to be publicly known.
Right.
So I try to just help people. I'm constantly helping people that I don't even know. Evidence this morning when I was in physical therapy for my shoulder, this guy next to me was wallowing in pain, and he was telling the therapist, you know, I can't get the doctor to call me back, blah, blah, blah. I said, well, you mind me asking who your doctor is? And because, you know, I know these doctors have a lot of pull on
sure.
them, and a lot, anyway, I thought, you know, if I can help because I'm on a board of a hospital, I will.
Mm-hmm.
I'm also big believer in good customer service.
Yes.
That's a big role I play in our business, serving our tenants in the commercial real estate business. I demand good service,
yes.
and I demand it from myself as well as from other people that are serving me for something I've purchased or won't go back to them,
mm-hmm.
and try to figure out the
right.
nicest way to tell them
sure.
why.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that can be tied back to the morals. And the other big thing about children is when things are not taught in the home, they play these things out as they get to be adults.
Sure.
And I'm not sure you can fix the parents, but hopefully you can fix the children, or not fix them, but you know, just in teach them.
Yes.
But when things are not taught at home, it's real hard to enforce things because it's just totally foreign to them.
You know, Dr. Sloan has often referred to Christian universities that lost their spiritual compass in their journey. And it was your father, Stuart Morris Sr., one of the founding fathers of HBU, among other men, that adopted that confessional statement that HBU embraces without apology, that Jesus Christ is Lord. And if you're going to be a faculty member here, you're going to proudly adhere to that.
Mm-hmm.
How does that make you feel, knowing that we're not wavering off? We haven't lost the path. In fact, with Dr. Sloan's leadership and the wonderful people helping him, the mission is steady. It's clear. It's clarion. How does that make you feel?
What makes me very proud, not in a sinful kind of way, but just a feeling like this is God's will for this university to succeed. And I look at all the negative influences out there as like Goliath, and we're all down here like David, and mm-hmm. hopefully we'll have the right kind of stone and slingshot with God's help to keep slaying those Goliaths and succeed. We just so important that we have to stay humble and look for that prayerful guidance to do the next right thing. I feel like good will overcome. I mean, there's been plenty of people that died for that, and mm-hmm. I think it's not worth sacrificing your own morals. They're not really your morals if you're not willing to fight for them, in my opinion.
Yeah, I totally agree. Lisa Morris Simon is the daughter of HBU founding father, Dr. Stuart Morris Sr. You've served on the Board of Trustees and so many other boards in Houston and beyond. You're the chairman of the Morris Strategic Investments and president of the Joella and Stuart Morris Foundation. You keep a busy slate, don't you?
Well, I kind of look at myself as being like one of those kind of hunting dogs that if I don't have a job in front of me, I'll just go out in the backyard and dig a hole. I mean, I really am. I love projects, and I look for that in my office now. I've sort of been instructed by my son that it's time for me to sort of let him be the president and you know, for me to quit trying to make decisions. But So I'm just there as a resource, and we have a very small office. We have just 4 full-time employees, so actually 5. My sister, but she's not in the office there, and to manage the portfolio that we have, and the foundation as well, which is not a big strain on us because it only gives to 5 entities, so. We mainly are running the commercial real estate business, mm-hmm. and I'm on other boards in Houston, and I just enjoy it. I just recently had this shoulder surgery, and I was forced to stay home because you're not supposed to drive while you're taking some of this medication, and I just found myself shopping more online, just not doing good, not good. So I'm much better out. And as long as people want me on their boards or helping with whatever their cause is something that I can support and believe in, I will do it.
Well, Lisa, you're a gift to HBU, and we're grateful so much for you and Jerry, your husband. Those are incredible flights, and my son has told me about you and Jerry, and of course your dad and your mom, your great family. It's just everybody knows that we stand back in awe that God has used the Morris family in such a singular way. So keep on keeping on, and thank you for sharing your life with us today.
Thank you. I'm very thankful to HBU for giving me a degree.
Here at HBU, we influence the culture around us by challenging our students to put their beliefs into action every day.